Hey, sweetheart. How you doing? Well, you say that. See, here's the thing. I love you. I value you. You're my best friend. However, the look on your face does not match the words that just came out of your mouth. So, this is me asking you, do you want me to just believe the words that came out of your mouth because you don't want to talk about it? Or do you want me to press further because clearly something is not great or you're thinking about something? I can do a mixture of both. You could tell me what's on your mind, and then I could acknowledge that it is a thing that's valid to be whatever topsy-turvy feeling you're having about, and then we can stop talking about it, because you're definitely allowed to want to move on. You want to get a dress? Well, yeah, I'll go with you. I mean, I want one. I'm always, look, even on the days where I really just don't want to be out of sweatpants, the last thing I want is to be in jeans. So, dresses. I can always use more. Sundresses are it. Cute. I have so many floral dresses. Yeah. And we'll make sure it has pockets. Because the worst thing that has ever happened to femaligned clothing is the removal of pockets. And it was a man's fault. I'm positive. I have no proof of that, but I'm positive. We can go now. Or later. It's fine. No rush. Is it the dress you're concerned about, or the people on the outside of all of this that are going to see you in said dress? Well, me saying the words, don't worry about them, is not going to help. Because anxiety is a bitch and it does what it wants. But I want to find a way to comfort you without diminishing your concerns. Because while I personally think you probably don't have much to worry about, because I know you and I care about you, and I feel as though, like, whatever you wear is not going to change my perception of you as a person, I understand that you are more concerned about people making snap judgments about you based on your physical presentation. So, that's okay. I mean, look at me. Hey. You don't have to justify being nervous to me. You are no more or no less of any label because of the clothes you put on. People are going to be inherently shitty. And I don't even realize, I don't think that they know they're being shitty. They've just been, like, hardwired to believe that femininity is inherently for, quote, women or female-coded individuals. And that's not the case. You're no less of I don't know, love. That we, believe me, the struggle with identity is vast, but you know who you are. And you know what you are and what you aren't. And you can still be mad at people for assigning a label to you without knowing you. But that shouldn't stop you from wearing femme-coded clothing if it makes you feel comfortable in your skin. It makes you feel happy. Get one of those cute dresses that's fun to spin around in and fucking shove your hands in those pockets. Wear makeup or don't. Whatever compliment you get, it does not match a compliment. Like, a stranger can compliment you on your outfit. They don't know you, so it's a snap judgment. That's the same as somebody making a judgment about you to begin with. Strangers are just people. And though more of them than I would care to admit have malicious intent because they have nothing but anger in their sad little bodies, quite a few have good intent. And there's going to be a lot of younger NBs and older NBs out there that wish they had the confidence to do the thing that you want to do, and you doing that is going to make them, you know, feel more confident doing it. So if you can't currently sit down and force yourself to do this because of you, you can, you know, hotwire your brain into thinking it's for somebody else, because you, my friend, don't want to be selfish, even though I don't think it's selfish to express yourself in a way that makes you happy. Now, would you like to kick the soapbox out from under my feet, or should I step down gracefully? Because I'm willing to fall on my ass if it's going to make you feel better. You're fine. I worry that I get a little too preachy about it, but I just want you to know that, like, whatever you want to do is well within your right to do. Okay? Mm-hmm. Did I mean what? That I love you? Yeah, of course. Do I mean it, though? What do you mean, do I mean it? Oh. Okay. So, here's the thing. Started out front. It was cool. Okay, yep, no. Yes. Oh, you needed more than, yes, I do love you. I'm not being difficult. I love you in whatever capacity doesn't make you uncomfortable. Ha! Loopholes. Okay, not a loophole. We've been friends for a very long time. I don't know. How about we start with you tell me how you feel about me, and then I'll reciprocate. Yep, okay, you're right. I was trying to dodge a bullet on that one. Look, I don't like... Okay, I just made this whole speech about how you being vulnerable is fine and you should feel confident being vulnerable, and then I'm struggling to be vulnerable. I've had a crush on you for a couple of years now, and I just felt like it was not the appropriate time to tell you because, one, my biggest fear is ruining this friendship, and two, I feel like you were still trying to figure out who you were, and I didn't want, like, my validation, like, I didn't want you to think that, like, I was only in love with you the way you were and that any growth you would make would change my mind, so I just sat down and shut up because I wanted you to, you know, fully come out of that chrysalis however you wanted it to be, and then I could be like, yeah, I still care about you. Yeah, I cared about you the whole time. And it wasn't just, like, that one milestone that I was like, oh, they're great. They've been great the whole time, and they're still great. Especially in cute dresses with pockets. So anyway, nope, can't change it. Okay. So, how about you tell me how you feel so that we can not be awkward anymore? That's a relief, thank God. This could have been really, really, really awkward if you felt any other way than that. Look, okay, also, for clarification, there is an option for you to just be my friend. Me telling you I have romantic feelings for you does not mean that, like, you either have to reciprocate or our friendship is over. I'm a mature adult. You're a mature adult as well. My feelings should not infringe upon your decision making, and I want you to know that if you don't want to date me, that's fine. Even if, like, you do want to date me and then someday you're like, maybe that's not a good idea, we can figure that out. You know, I trust both of us to treat the other one with respect. I feel so awkward. Not like you make me feel awkward. Like, I feel like I am an awkward person, and I'm not... Okay, Louis, just one deep breath.
No, I'm normally much more confident than this. I have that top energy about me that normally is not this easily dismantled. Okay, so that's cool. We went into this talking about dresses and identities, and now we're talking about crushes. Why is one making me more awkward than the other? I mean, that whole rant about how you don't have to date me is not me trying to say that I don't want to date you. Like, I would love to take you, like, on an actual date, you know? Like, ow, fuck. And sorry, no, I just stabbed myself with my own fingernail. I would love to take you on a real date, if you'd be down. And then we can decide from there. You could just do it, you know, the normal way. Is there a normal way to date someone? I think the normal way is kind of, like, rooted in stereotypical heterosexual expectations. So if you want to do it a different way. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We can do it our way. That's right. Would it be okay if our way involved me kissing you right now? Yes. Ooh, I don't know why I asked that question and I wasn't prepared for that to be the answer. Okay. Hi. You're really fucking cute. Can I hold your hand? Okay. Can I touch your face? Cool. You have a nice face. And great lips. Okay, I'm gonna shut up and kiss you now. Okay. I don't think most relationships lead with love confessions. Normally it's like, I don't know, like affection. You know, like, I have a crush on you. Not like, wow, I've been in love with you for years. I hope that's not laying it on really thick. Yeah, I can shut up. You're right. Okay. I thought you had really nice lips before. They were all red and kind of like shiny from kissing. Do you want to sit in my lap? Yeah. Okay. Hi. Wow, you look good up there. I'm gonna try something. You have full permission to smack my hands if you don't like it. Your hair's so soft. It's just a little tug. I just want to get to your neck, okay? What's that noise? Sensitive neck. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. You can squirm. No. I have no expectations of anything else. I just want to kiss you for a little while. And then we can watch a movie. Or we could go get food and stop by like a mall. Wow. You're stunning, you know that, right? Okay, well, I'm gonna wait a couple days and let you, like, think that all through. We're gonna continue like this, and then on Friday, I'm gonna take you out for dinner, and at the end of that meal, I'm gonna ask you to be my partner. So this is me giving you a lot of time to think about it. If you need that time. Okay?
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I can honestly say this has never happened to me before, and I am floored, so. I like you.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna keep on liking you. What kind of floral do you think you want on your dress? Yeah, I think that color would look good with your skin. We'll look for something. In a little bit, because I just want to keep kissing you for just a little bit longer, and then we'll go, okay.